The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm really excited for our show this week. We're going to be talking about the beauty of being with the beauty, Sarah Grandinetti. Sarah is the mother of four children. She's a brilliant writer, creator, facilitator, owner of two really successful businesses, Salon Mix and Being You Beauty, and really just has an amazing gift and desire of inspiring people to choose more in their lives, to actualize their dreams, to know the beauty that they are, and to be that in the world. And I'm just so excited about this conversation. So welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. I'm excited, too.
Yeah. I wonder where we can go. So I'd love to start. Will you share some of your story with people of just sort of like what has inspired you to create what you are creating, and you know, a little bit about your own journey so far?
Absolutely, I'd love to. So I've been a hairdresser for about 16 years, and basically for me, what I started seeing is how many women would sit in my chair. And men, some men as well. And basically, they couldn't recount the last time they felt beautiful. And here I am staring at this person who I find to be magical and beautiful and, you know, exuding so much. And yet they didn't see it. And what I started to look at was, well, I can bring them to a place where they walk out of the salon excited about an appearance and an aesthetic that we created together. But how long will that last? And what else, what other work could we do when we really start to peel back all the judgment that we have, like especially sitting in front of a mirror? We started to look at that and pull that away, and where a hairstyle or color or whatever can actually complement the beauty that you're being and the beauty that you choose to see in yourself every day. So basically with that, my salon business I've had for 9 years here in Los Angeles. And what I looked at is, you know, starting small and creating something within my community. So I pulled together some fun coaches that wanted to play with this idea with me. And we created workshops for women. And we kind of just take them on a journey throughout the day, looking at different tools, using the tools of Access Consciousness, staying in the question. And then we also do like a monthly cocktail party so they can all stay connected and afterwards like come back together and kind of we go through an evening of jumping back in the tools and talking and connecting and being together, and so that they can stay present with that journey and the choices that they made in the workshop. So that's what I'm creating.
That's awesome. I love that. You know, I love you, like, have such a gift and of adding just bringing so much fun to everything you do. And I love that about you.
Thank
I'm
you.
So grateful for how much fun you have creating in the world and the invitation you are for people to have that as well. It's really awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. It's amazing how, like, I've seen this so much with Access Consciousness and, like, having facilitated this work for many years and you know, been doing it myself. And it's like amazing what, how beautiful people become when they get out of judgment.
Oh, gosh, yes. Preach, sister, preach.
And it's so, it's like, yeah, such a, I just am always like so just excited by what getting out of judgment creates. And I mean, and it's like, okay, so it makes like people get more beautiful and they create more and their lives get, you know, there's just so much.
Absolutely. There's also a space that I think we work on, like getting out of judgment of others, and we work really hard to not judge other people. And we have so much allowance a lot of the times, especially when you start doing the work, but even before, we'll have an allowance for somebody else and their beauty and what they're being. And, but it's so difficult for some reason to turn that allowance back towards ourselves. And so when you actually do start to step out of judgment of you, like the true beauty of you, what you're seeing in others actually starts to exude. And you have so much more space in your body and in your being.
Yeah. That's pretty miraculous. I love that.
Yes.
So if somebody asked you, what is the beauty of being? I mean, I know we've sort of been talking about it, but what else can you say about that? Like, what else would you say?
You know, this conversation is up a lot in my world, actually. You know, when we step back and actually have our own backs. The beauty of being is when you're so comfortable in your own skin that you wouldn't choose something that doesn't support who you be. And that's in all areas. I mean, it can be from, you know, the latest trend being skinny jeans. And if they just don't work for you, don't shove your stuff in skinny jeans. You know? With that analogy, it can also be, you know, like projects and you know, work stuff and things that just don't fit, relationships, things that just don't fit on you. Yeah. And when you actually look at what fits for you, like your beauty of being is so different and has so much more ease. And that truly for me just comes from like asking the question, you know, if I were truly having my back right now, what would I choose? What's light for me? What's fun for me? I cannot do anything unless it's fun. Like, I literally will not do it. I will miss deadlines. I will show up late. If it is not fun for me, it does not work for me. So, you know, like having my back with that, like, is this going to be fun for me? Am I going to enjoy this? And I'm not going to shove myself into something that doesn't work for me, jeans or otherwise.
That's awesome. Skinny jeans. Oh, something else. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, it's funny if you like, even just like the sensation of like wearing clothes that aren't fun for my body, you know, are like really uncomfortable. It's like, no. Yeah. You know.
Well, how do you show up when you're like, you know, you are have your muffin top rolled over the top of some pants? Like, what, are you constantly, are you showing up or are you going like, okay, you know what, I'm so aware of that, you know, and nothing wrong with muffin tops. I have one, so I love it. But I'm just saying, like, if I'm trying to shove my stuff into something that doesn't work or isn't going to create ease for me, you know, how am I actually present in my life or how am I actually present in the situation or the room I'm in or the conversation I'm in if I'm worrying about that? Yeah. So, I mean, I speak an analogy a lot, Heather. You have to forgive me, but
I love it though. The muffin top analogy. So what muffin top are you using to create the lack of fun?
Exactly. Oh, we need a meme. Yeah,
I know. So everything matters. Let's go ahead and destroy it and create that.
Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all night, shorts, poison, beyond.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
I love it. And if you heard, you're like, what the hell did they just say? That's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, which actually just is like a delete button for all that unconsciousness and limitation and all of that. And there's a website called theclearingstatement.com where you can find out more about it. And it just also just works, even if you don't know what it is. Yep. So it's easy like that.
Yep.
Yeah. This is one of the things that I'm sort of like hearing people's minds, you know, going, wait a minute. Like, because I think that it's so interesting that, like, this conversation it's so inspiring. And then when it comes to like knowing what actually is fun for you or knowing what actually works for you, or like, it's like, it might be easier to determine if a pair of jeans feel good on your body, you mm-hmm. know, than to be like, that actually isn't something I enjoy, or that isn't something I want to say yes to. Or so what tools could you give people to start to even have the awareness of that and the knowing of what actually does work for them? What is fun for them?
I love this question. So one of the things that we do with the women in Being You Beauty is we actually ask them to close their eyes and remember a time when they were firing on all cylinders. Mm. So what that means is like when you were loving you, what you were creating, what feelings were going through your body, what was around you, where were you and what were you doing? And then we break that down into different pieces and we go, okay, so what was, okay, so you were in nature or you were on stage or you were giving a friend advice or whatever it was, like, what is it about that you love? And then when you get down to, and you start to break those down, that down and ask questions, and it really does come from like all senses. So when everything is firing, you can actually look at like, that's when you're being mostly you, like yeah. hopefully all of you, but mostly you, like you're at, you know, the max. And when you're there, you can break it down to an energy. And then once you get the energy of like, okay, cool, like that's what that actually feels like. Then when things come up in your world, you actually can kind of do a comparison and look and go, okay, does that feel like that energy? Does that create that for my life? And mm-hmm. like for me, do we have time right now for a quick story? Or do you want to save that?
Yeah, I think we do.
Okay, cool. I'm just checking in. So basically for me, I thank you. I'm very artistic. I always have been. And I followed, you know, I wanted to be a hairstylist, went to do that. And I am actually quite talented at it and have built a career around it. So like some could look at that and be like, if she's doing hair, she's happy. And that's the idea that I had bought. If I was doing hair and making people feel beautiful, then I was happy. Mm-hmm. And someone asked me, we had an event in LA where all the schools closed because of a terror threat. And I opened up my salon. I'll make that part quick. But I opened up my salon for parents to bring their kids in because there was all these parents had to go to work and there was no schools. And so I said, okay, I'm closing down shop for the day for hair, but we'll become a daycare. And not all of my stylists loved that choice. and for me, it was so like, I didn't even think twice about it. And I mean, mm-hmm. media attention came. So like when you're actually, you know, being you and choosing for you, like it's funny what shows up, but like the media came and interviewed me about that choice. But that's another side topic. But basically what had happened after that, I sat down with my stylist and I was like, I don't get how anybody could not have chosen what I chose in that moment. Like it was kind of bizarre that they were kind of a little bit miffed, I'm not gonna lie. And one of them said to me, Sarah, do you get that you're different, that you don't do this job for hair? And I'm like, what? And so when I started to ask the question, if you took the people out of the equation of doing hair, so if I was doing hair on like doll heads or, you know, whatever, for a living, would I still do hair? And I actually had to look at it and say no. Yeah. Because when I'm firing on all cylinders is actually when I'm helping people, when I'm facilitating behind the chair, when I'm sitting with people and having them look at their beauty, when I'm, you know, listening to people's problems because, you know, the hairstylist is the new bartender. They just come and share all the stuff. So, you know, giving them tools to work through it and then seeing them in 6 weeks and being like, oh my gosh, I used that tool and this changed. That's what lit me up. But I wasn't even looking at that yet. And so from that place is where Being You Beauty was born, was that question.
That is so cool.
If you look at where you get lit up and then just follow that energy, it's usually a really great starting place.
Yeah. Well, and when you ask that, like fire, like, yeah, remember a time when you were firing on all cylinders, it's like my whole body lit up.
Yeah, like, girl.
Yeah, like such a, for me, that is very, very, just like palpable. And I think, you know, we think that people think that that's sort of like something that is really only accessible you know, like for a few moments in our lifetime, you know, right? like, oh yeah, remember that one time way back in 85, you know, yeah. or whatever. and so I mean, we're a couple minutes away from our first break, but I just wonder, like, what do you know about that? Like, what else is possible beyond that point of view that, oh yeah, that's maybe a few times in my life I'll have that, but that can't actually be the norm.
Right. Yeah, no, I totally get that. And it's because we do think it's like some fluke thing that happens from time to time and, that we couldn't possibly have that life. And when you start to look at the fact that you created it from the first place. So if you look at yourself as the creation of that moment, that you created, you made a choice to get yourself there, whatever it is. I mean, even if it's, you know, you bought a lottery ticket and you won, like you created that choice, you went there, or, you know, you stepped on stage for the first time and had something magical appear in your life. When you get to acknowledge the fact that you created that, then you can actually look at creating it again. And if you take the power out of the outside sources and it's actually you that created it, then what else can you create?
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, and I think the energy of acknowledgement it's something that I play with a ton and in my own life and in everything that I facilitate. And to me, it's a huge piece of creation. And there's so much beauty to it, actually. Like there is this like space of beauty and being when you actually really do acknowledge you know, for what you've chosen, what you've created, who you be. It's probably, I would say, one of the more challenging spaces for people to get to sometimes. And yet it's amazing what that can open up in people's worlds when they're willing to actually truly start to acknowledge, like acknowledging other people, you know, is a lot easier, I think, for a lot of us, but acknowledging ourselves for what we're being and what we're creating. There's immense beauty in that.
I think it's the starting place, actually. If anybody's listening is actually looking at like how do I start to feel beautiful, have the beauty of being, it really does start with acknowledgement. Exactly what you said, Heather. It really does start to go, okay, you know, looking at what you've created, looking at who you be, how you interact with people in the world, and the gift that you are, is where the beauty starts to kind of bloom in your life.
Wow. Yum. well, we're at our first break, so we're going to pause for a moment and we will be back in a little bit. This is Heather Nichols here with Sarah Grandinetti talking about the beauty of being on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey guys. Psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out-of-the-box.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beinguclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beinguclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Sarah Grandinetti talking about the beauty of being. And before the break, we were just touching into one of my favorite topics, which is acknowledgement, and really getting into that space of actually acknowledging you, acknowledging what you're creating, what you have created. One of the things that Sarah was saying during our break was creating your own brand of beauty, which I think really, I love that phrase and the invitation of that. And to me, it's so connected to the energy of acknowledgement and being willing to see who you actually be and what is truly like your brand of beauty, like you, the unique being that you be. What is the beauty that you bring to the world? And are you willing to acknowledge that? And what can you create from there? So let's play some more with that. Sarah, what else would you like to share or invite people to around that?
Sure. Thanks, Heather. That was brilliant. I would love to talk to people about what that acknowledgement of your beauty actually looks like. Because sometimes looking at the whole picture of anything can be a little bit daunting, especially if you've been in a ton of judgment your whole life of yourself. One of the things that was recently created, my dear friend Cassie Summers and I did the I Am Beauty Challenge on Facebook. And basically what we did was we took people through 30 days of looking at themselves, but like almost from a distance and like up close. So we had everybody post pictures each day of a different body part. We did our hands. And then we had everybody post like a picture of your hands and what you're grateful for them for. And then it would be your eyes. And then it was your nose. And we kind of just went through the different places. And what I saw unlocking for people was they were judging themselves as a whole. But as we start to break down the beauty of them and what each of those, like, say, body parts, if you will, represent and gift to them. So how often do you look at your hands and go, oh, my gosh, I'm so grateful for you, hands? You know, we kind of are looking at, you know, our midsection or our face or like these other things that, like, you know, are more obvious. But when you start to look at those different places, it's a really great way to start to kind of break down the judgment. And then it's like at the end, what we did was we pulled it all back into a whole. And the space that was created for people in this group of amazing, beautiful beings who had no judgment and total support of one another I can still tap into that, the energy of that group, and feel the lack of judgment, the total allowance. And when people were commenting on other people's posts, they were seeing like the vulnerability, but then also being able to like have it themselves. So like creating your own brand actually is recognizing that your brand of beauty is the one thing that can never be replicated. So, you know, we already have a J-Lo, you know, we already have a Beyonce, we already have, you know, to not go into the world trying to replicate someone else's look, style, brand of beauty, but to really look at where you come in and where you fit in, because there's not another you, and there never will be another you. And so if you actually look at that and claim that as your brand, what how much more powerful can you be?
That's amazing. I you know, I do a lot of facilitation around business, and I always tell people, you have a monopoly on you.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, absolutely. That's amazing.
Like nobody else can do what you do. You actually have the corner of the market, you know? And it's a similar energy of just like, it's, and what a, to me, it's just such a, it's such a relief, you know? It's like, you don't have to be, like, you actually suck at being other people, you know?
You do.
We all do. you know?
And it's so basic, but it's so, like, duh. But yet, yet we do it all the time.
I know. So funny. It's like woven into the fabric of this reality. That you should be anything and everything except the easiest thing in the world, which is you.
Oh my God.
I know.
I could laugh at that all day. How many times have I chosen that? It's hilarious.
Totally. Totally. And just the, and to me, that's something that's so amazing about like even just like physical beauty, which of course is not just physical beauty, but the way that, you know, when people just shed these layers of like the attempt to be somebody else or the attempt to look like somebody else or whatever, it's like the radiance and the beauty and the of that is
I just tapped into like the magneticism that happens. And when you were talking about shedding layers, like I actually tapped into the energy of like you become a magnet for whatever it is you desire in the world. So when you get the layers off, there's actually a magnet underneath it all that when you're truly being you, you can pull in and create whatever you want. It's all the layers of judgment that stop that magnet from pulling it in. So if we lay, if we actually disrobe the judgment, turning your show into something else. Sorry, Heather.
Hey, it's good with me. I'm all about disrobing.
Right. If we disrobe all that judgment, then like you actually become a magnet in a room. Like we've all seen it. We've all seen it. We've been in a room and watched somebody come in and just people just turn their heads and they don't even know why. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a room with Dr. Dane here and watched as heads turn and they don't even know why they're turning. I mean, he's a handsome man, of course, but there's a space that he bees in just being him that people are, men, women alike, are just completely turned and drawn to him, and he can create whatever he wants with that. And, you know, and then you get to be a bigger contribution because you're not, you can take that energy that you use judging you and actually contribute to others and showing them how to not.
Imagine that.
I know, it's crazy.
Another crazy one concept. Of those. Holy shit moments.
You know? Exactly.
And the invitation that that is, like, it's so amazing. Well, and it's actually, it's really interesting, and I'd love to play with this too, because there can be this immense invitation, like you're talking about with Dane here, of just, like, the space of being, the space that really, to me, there's a lot of like the elements of intimacy and access consciousness, allowance and vulnerability and gratitude and honoring and trust, which is one of my favorite topics. And it like being that space with you, and like the invitation, what, like how that allows you to be that space with other people and the invitation to something really different. It is so magnetic, and it can also actually really make people squirm and make them uncomfortable and even make them want you to go away, you know? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that a little bit, because that's actually, I know that's been always so big in my world of like when I was a kid, it was like, I would just would love to be like big and loud and like, but I would, and I there are like specific events in my life where I remember like just being that crazy, fun, playful energy of me and really having like actually being shut down by other people mm-hmm. around me. Cause it was like, no, that's too much. Like literally you are too much. That's too much. You're making other people uncomfortable. So you really, that's actually not a, that's not an okay choice, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. To add to that, I mean, I've definitely had those places. I still feel myself, you know, retract at times too, with different energies. But I guess, I mean, it's so fun that we're having this conversation, because it's even been in like recent weeks that I've had to, not to like repeat myself on the skinny jeans comment, but I have to actually look at and go back and go, okay, either I choose that I'm going to be relentlessly me and it might make people uncomfortable and maybe I can redirect my energy in regards to like who I play with. Mm-hmm. But gosh, I am not going to squeeze myself back into that other place where I was so uncomfortable. Yeah. You might find other places where it's like a different kind of comfortability, but when you choose to have your own back, like we talked about earlier, and you're going with what's fun for you. I mean, I'm a lot too. And I know that I'm not everybody's flavor. That's the other thing. Like if you're trying to make everybody your friend by being you, that's not how it works.
good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You might want to give it up.
But if you like, you know, created, oh my gosh, me and my analogies. But if you were able to create like the best ice cream flavor ever, and it was so yummy to you, why would you go back and eat the old, you know, I know some people love vanilla, but if you were to go back and eat the boring vanilla that you, after you created this masterpiece, like why would you do that to make someone else happy? You know, they can have their vanilla and that's totally fine. But having you is actually what lights you up and takes you where you want to go. And so, you know, I often am, maybe not often as much anymore, but I do find myself being too much, and that has a lot to do with having my own back. So it's kind of like, okay, I want to have fun, and so there are some people who need to be serious, and that is okay, and it's not a judgment of the serious mm-hmm. people, mm-hmm. but we might not have, you know, a congruent, like, you know, we might not be good travel buddies, if you will. You might, if you like being serious and you are sitting next to me on a plane, it might not work out, God. You know.
Well, more good than luck. Hours. That's all I got to say is because every time I hang out with you, you make me like laugh until tears are rolling down my face. So good luck with that.
I have so much fun with you too, Heather. You're such a light and joy and I love laughing with you. So, but there's just no other way for me to do it. But that's not making other people wrong because we need serious people, you know? I mean, that's actually a cool requirement that we can, you know, have people who are taking care of the serious stuff. And yet my brand and who I be and in my beauty and being, beauty of being, is to bring the fun and be a little bit crazy and might say some off the wall comment from time to time and, you know, whatever. But when I'm not being that, I'm not fun to be around at all. Like you actually wouldn't probably want me at your cocktail party, you know, because I don't know how to be the other way. So, you know, everywhere that you're trying on, you know, different personalities for other people's benefit, can we just turn and create that? Right, wrong, right, good, wrong. Bad, pod, pog.
I'm like, oh, I'm in the pod pogger. Well, and you know, one of the things that has really helped me, like sometimes for me, there's like, sometimes if I just sort of like see the pragmatics of something, it actually really helps me to choose. And it's like, okay, if you're trying, quote unquote, to get mm-hmm. everybody to like you, that's actually like never going to happen. You know, right. It's actually like a losing, you know, like battle or whatever you want to call it. Like it's not actually possible. And so it's like, you are going to be judged by somebody for something. Mm-hmm. So you may as well have fun.
Yeah, you may as well be judged for being you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, not the mask you're wearing today, but you. Like, I remember Dane tells a story about a time when he was in a class and he was being joyfully happy like he is and bouncing around and telling jokes like he does. And that, I mean, I'll paraphrase it because I won't do it justice. But basically a woman in the audience like raised her hand and said that when she first saw him on YouTube, she hated him. And because no one could be that happy. Mm. And when I look at that, I'm like, okay, but he continued to be it. Yeah. He didn't change who he was because there was someone in the audience that he was aware of judging him, which he's very aware of that when that's going on. And yet she ended up falling in love with him. And well, okay, maybe not technically falling in love, this reality falling in love, but ended up totally like loving who he was. And what it came down to was because he was being authentically him. So had he stopped being him in order to play into what her judgments were, it would be like not as boisterous, not as happy-go-lucky, not as joyful, then she could have stayed in her point of view of her judgment of him, that what she saw on YouTube and his videos was fake, it wasn't real. And then she could have walked away from that class going, oh, see, I figured it out. I've found out he wasn't actually that. So if he were to play into that judgment, then that judgment would stay real in her world. But by continuing to just be who he was, he was able to unlock that. So I think you have more power in changing people's judgments of you. And again, they're not all going to love you, but their judgments might actually weaken when they're like, oh, shoot, like, this is authentic. This is actually who this person is. Like, I can't poke holes in this.
Yeah.
I can't seek out what's actually true because this is actually true.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's funny. I like one analogy that I use a lot when talking about this is like, if you're wearing, okay, let's go with the jeans. So you're wearing the jeans, you know, and somebody comes up to you and they're like, just to make it easy on people.
Yeah.
And somebody comes up to you and they're like, you're wearing a red skirt, you know, like it's actually the same, like, it's just like somebody comes up and they lie to you about you. That's what a judgment is. You know, it's like, oh, you're wearing a red skirt. And you're like, no, I'm wearing jeans.
No,
you're wearing a red skirt. You're wearing a fucking red skirt, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Like, and it's like, no, I'm actually not, you know? And the thing is that we've been so taught and like trained to hook in to like, to actually make those judgments real. But if you look at it like that, it's like literally as absurd as going, am I actually wearing a red skirt? Like, you know, and no, you know, and so like, and there's such a space of like, hi, you know, just like vulnerability. And like, it's okay if you judge me. It's okay if you don't judge me. I'm still going to be me. And there's such a potency and actually like such a beauty to that, that it's really like a very different space of being totally beyond this reality.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not saying, oh, I'm wearing a red skirt. Okay. And then running, you know, to the car to change into the red skirt that fits for them.
Right. You know? Exactly.
It's like, you know, like it all seems so ludicrous when you put it like that, but we do it all the time.
Well, yeah. Which is exactly the point, you know, it's like, it's really not that much different. It's just the meaning that we give it, you know, and the relevance in a way that we give it. So what's possible beyond that? So we are at our second break. So I'm so curious where we'll go next. I'm really grateful for this conversation. This is Heather Nichols here with Sarah Grandinetti, and we will be back in a moment.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Hey guys, psst, psst, over here, get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening, that's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bar session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools and this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols here this week with Sarah Grandinetti, and we're talking about the beauty of being. And this, you know, this topic, like, I feel like everything that we've touched on here could be like an entire class. Like, it's such an extensive topic, and really it's a topic of being you. Dane here wrote, one of the creators of Access Consciousness, wrote a beautiful, amazing, phenomenal book called Being You, Changing the World, and has created a whole program around the book. There's a taster evening class. There's a 3.5-day class. There are now Being You facilitators all over the world. Sarah and I are both Being You facilitators. And just so many amazing things to tap into around the conversation of being and being you. This weekend in Denver, where I live in Colorado, and Sarah's going to be coming from California. Yay. Dane is actually going to be here, and he's going to be doing a 3.5-day Being You Changing the World class, which is, you can come to the evening if you would like. You can just come on Friday night, and you can also come for the whole 3.5 days. There are no prerequisites for it, which is really amazing.
Incredible.
And yeah, truly. I actually did the class live for the first time. I've done tons of Access classes and did this class live for the first time in November, and it created more change in my world than like a lot of other stuff that I've done.
That's
so
awesome.
It's not really, it is a big, like, it doesn't have prerequisites, but it's not like a beginner class, and you can mm-hmm. come having had no exposure to Access Consciousness before. So it's pretty amazing what gets created in this class. And Sarah, do you want to talk about the amazing, like, unbelievable deal that is going on this
incredible
weekend?
Incredible, magical deal that's
phenomenal,
been
phenomenal, extraordinary.
Yes, I would love to. So, Dane has his class, which, like the beautiful Heather just said, 3.5 days. Friday is the half day. So it's 7 p.m. There in Denver. And basically, Dane will be doing kind of an intro class to what the next three days will look like. And the deal that he has for you, ladies and gentlemen, is if you buy a Being You Changing the World book by Dr. Dane Heer, D-A-I-N-H-E-E-R, and bring that book and or its receipt to the class, you actually get that night class, which usually goes for $150, for free. And the way I was looking at that is if you're, you know, semi-local to Denver, but it needs a little plane flight, like you're getting a class for free, which you could take that $150 and put it towards a plane ticket and come even if it's not super local for you. So how does it get better than that? I think that's pretty incredible. So,
me too.
And the no prereqs things is pretty awesome because what we know about Dane and Dane being him, there's not a lot of like hold back. So Dane just goes and he's always him. So like the beauty of that is you actually get all of him. He doesn't show up and like compartmentalize because this is the class, like a class with no prereqs. He'll actually take the class where it needs to go, with the awareness of who all's there. And so it's so cool to watch. And you can show up and ask any question that you have about what being you looks like. And there will be a bunch of other people doing the same.
Yeah, we have a really amazing group of people coming together for it. And you can also, if you would like to come for the whole 3.5 days, you can bring the book on Friday night or the receipt. And you'll also get $150 discount off of the class fee, which is amazing. It's very Access Consciousness doesn't usually do discounts. So it's pretty sweet deal. Yeah, we'll be also selling some books at the door. So if you can't get your hands on one before Friday, you can always, grab one at the door. And we're just really, really excited about it. And so I wonder, so what, in our last little bit here, Sarah, what if you could, give the beautiful, amazing listeners any more like tools or questions to play with or bits of inspiration, what would that be?
Sure. One of the things that I tell a lot of my clients in the chair when we're talking about all the judgment that comes up is kind of like, and I'm sure people have heard this before, but what would you tell your best friend if she was judging herself really hard or himself? And where would you point them in the direction to find the magic that they be? Mm. And when you look at that, why wouldn't you give yourself that same advice? So a lot of times we have so much allowance but for other people, but we don't have it for ourselves. So if you were truly being you and being your own best friend, what would you tell you about the beauty of you?
Wow.
And then really going back to like what you know about business, Heather, is remarkable. And what you brought up about like you're your own brand, and how that actually that plays in with an analogy with beauty is like when you're looking at branding yourself, you're actually looking at or branding a business. You're looking at, say, the color schemes, the fonts, the business cards, having things speak to the message that you want to send. And it's kind of the same way when you're developing your brand of beauty, like what about you is specifically unique. And just so you know, that's everything because there's no one else like you.
Side note.
And, and when you learn something from someone else and you want to adapt it to have it fit you. So like I have people come to me say with curly hair and I love playing with curly hair and they don't know how to manage their curls. So I can show them a way to manage their curls, but they don't need to say become me to do it. They can still be them and adapt those things, but that you don't have to redirect your whole being in order to adapt that. I think a lot of times, you know, we could become little chameleons on whoever we're around, what we look like and what we're choosing. But if you're truly being you, you know, what would you want to create for your brand of beauty? Yeah. And then give yourself that hug and also recognize that you've done your best thus far with the tools that you've had. And we also, you know, walk the women through it being you beauty. We kind of have them close their eyes and kind of imagine giving their self from yesterday or their self from their childhood a big hug and say, hey, I got you, and grab her by her hand and say, or him, and say, you know what, we've been doing it this way, but we're going to do it different now. So I'm going to love you, I'm going to love on you, and I'm going to walk you through seeing the magic and the beauty that you be. And that visualization has helped me in so many places, because if you're having that person's back, that little you, that you from yesterday, and it could be from last week or it can be from childhood, whatever works for you in that space where you need you to have your back the most, and then just walk that person through with you, you show up differently, like the way you would for a best friend or a family member or a child that needs you. You show up a little bit differently and you have a little bit more allowance for you. And as you work those tools and staying in the question and looking for the beauty of you, it gets easier and easier.
Mm. That's amazing. You know, it's really so, it's such a beautiful invitation, and really, like, I feel like, I don't know, just accessible, you know, to just look at, okay, so what is it that you be with other people, and how do you be with other people, and what would it be like to actually be that gift with you? And I love, like, the last piece of that too, of just like that this does, it's like everything that we play with these tools, I know I can speak for myself and say that it's like the more energy and attention that I bring to, like, expanding a particular space in my life, in my world, like, just that space of being kind to me and acknowledging me. It's like the more I just sort of practice that and be with it and play with it, it's like it gets bigger and bigger and more substantial and more accessible. And we're developing those skills and capacities over time that, you know, nobody really has ever taught us. Nobody's ever taught us how to be with ourselves, you know, and how to be kind and all of that. So I love that piece, because so many people get so down on themselves for not like having it. You know, it's like they start playing with a tool and it's like, well, I should just be able to have this mastered yesterday, you know? And it's like, no, this is like a completely different universe of being that, you know, for a lot of people is quite new. So,
absolutely.
Cool. Awesome. So last 2 minutes or so, anything else?
I would say come see us in Denver.
Yeah.
And bring your party hat, because that's what we do. and then also, I'm available on Facebook, Sarah Grandinetti. If anybody requires anything that I can be there for. Also, my email address is Sarah Grandinetti. It's a really long one, at accessconsciousness.com. And
Sarah with an H, right?
Sarah with an H.
Yeah.
Grandinetti. Very phonetically sounding.
Anybody listening actually can see your name on the website, on the Voice America site.
So, awesome. And then we have beingyoubeauty.com if you're in LA. I'd love to have you come out and see us. And then, Heather, thank you so much for the gift that you be and the joy that you bring this world. You don't even know how much you inspire me with your creations, and I'm just so grateful that I get to be on the planet when you are.
Aw, thank you. Thank you. I am too. And back at you. Like, really love seeing what you're up to in the world and playing with you. And I wonder what else is possible. And also just a reminder that there are BNU facilitators all over the world. So there are some really amazing people doing amazing things with this work. And you know, check it out. Because, you know, everybody has their own brand of beauty.
Absolutely. And be kind to you. Just start with that. Be kind to you.
Yeah.
You've done the best you could so far.
Yeah. What else is possible? Awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah. And thanks, everybody, for being here. And we'll be back with you next week with more. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.